better.
Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
All right, we are on fire, and we're going to finally get to the phone calls here, so we'll do that now. No available lines, but in the event that a line opens up, you be there. 800-313-9443 is our number, republicbroadcasting.org. All right, 800-313-9443. We have a call from Canada, I believe. Byron, hi, you're on the program with John Rankowski.
Yes, how are you, sir?
Okay.
Hey, I want to ask you a question. Like, there's been a few things come out lately, and one was that there was a Russian ship that seen the Israelis attacking the USS Liberty. And another reason that I heard that they hit the U.S. Liberty was some of the atrocities they were doing to the Egyptian soldiers.
Yes.
They was trying to get the Americans to attack Egypt. Which I find that kind of hard to believe because the United States was involved in Vietnam. I don't know why they would want to take another, get involved in another war. But anyway, getting back, and you can answer these questions, but do something else. What did they do to make you guys to keep this quiet? And then my next question is, on 9/11, a lot of people say, well, you know, what happened to these planes? You know, if they didn't crash into the buildings, what happened to the passengers? And if they can make you guys be quiet that was on a ship that was attacked, why couldn't they make these passengers, saying if they did use drones, I mean, depending on what you want to believe or whatever.
Yeah.
After reading the Northwood, I mean, it's very feasible they did use a drone that maybe went into those buildings. It's very possible that they could had these passengers and told them to be quiet. After all, you guys was made to be quiet for years, and I'm going to hang up and I'll listen to your
very good. Thank you, Byron.
Yeah, bye.
All right.
Well, that was that was quite a lot of questions there. I'll go for the one about being quiet. That started hours after the attack. The word was passed down to us that we would not discuss the attack with each other. And this is, you know, within five, six hours after the attack, our division officers were coming around and saying, listen, anybody that was in halfway decent shape, get out paper, envelope, write a letter home that, you know, you're okay, and that's all you're supposed to say. And we're not to discuss this with either any of our working mates here, you know, our shipmates.
Mm-hmm.
The next day, 16 hours later, Admiral Kidd comes aboard to start the inquiry or just to look at the ship, and he started meeting with different sections of the crew, and he would take his brass off, and he says, well, think of me as just one of the crew members and tell me what happened.
Right.
So he went. We did. We told him what we seen, what we did, and he put his brass back on again. He says, okay. He says, I'm the admiral. He says, I'm going to tell you. You're not to talk about this to anybody. Nobody, your family, any friends, any media. He says, we'll take care of it all. And if you do, you're going to get forfeiture of pay, imprisonment, or worse. And that stayed, it still stays as of today. And it's never been rescinded.
But can you imagine all of this coming out now
in
a congressional investigation that you were told these things?
Absolutely. And we were quiet. My wife kind of knew we weren't married when the attack hit, but after we got married, she kind of knew what happened, but she never knew anything until Jim Ennis's book came out in 1982. And we first got together, I mean, it was a big surprise.
Oh, my. Okay, we'll be right back. Thanks for the call, Byron. We'll take Joe next and your calls just ahead for John Rankowski, our guest tonight on the USS Liberty, 1967. Rick Adams, stay tuned for more.
Stand up and be counted.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams from Mars. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
Okay, we're back now with John Rankowski on the USS Liberty ship. And let's go right back to the phones, 800-313-9443. And let's talk to Joe Church. Hello, Joe. How are you?
Hi, Rick.
Yes, we can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you now.
John?
Yes, sir.
I'd like to say congratulations to you for your service to the country.
Thank you very much, sir.
And, you know, the Heavenly Father, John, knows exactly what happened that day. He has a good account of it.
I won't disagree with you.
He will deal with it adequately when the time comes. I'd just like to read scripture from Jeremiah the prophet, chapter 51, and verse 2. And I will send unto Babylon fanners that shall fan her, and that shall empty her land. For in the day of trouble, they shall be against her round about. You know, the Father allows the negative part in this earth age to exist. However, those people that have charge of that negative part, as it is written, are way overdoing it and will be dealt with properly. a certain time. You know, in 1948, John, the good and the bad figs were planted in Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
The good figs were very good, and the bad figs were very bad. And many scholars before 1948 knew that the good and the bad figs would be planted in that year. They just didn't know who they were.
Huh.
You see, many scholars knew that they would be planted, but they didn't know who they were. In 1967, which a similar amount of years, in the same book, Jeremiah the Prophet, when the king of Judah was taken to Babylon by King Nebuchadnezzar, there were three sieges on Jerusalem to take him. And the three sieges on Jerusalem happened at three different years apart. And it just so happens that that overlay of those three different years, or that same amount of years from 1948 to 1967, would have been the third siege of Jerusalem,
huh,
once again. And in 1967, we saw liberty taken away, and for Father allowing us to see that liberty was taken away, he showed us a ship named Liberty that was taken away from us. For those that have eyes to see. And that happened the same amount of years apart as the first three sieges of Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
That's when on that third siege, 1967.
Right.
And this is my opinion. I can't document it scripturally.
Right.
This is that third siege in which freedom was taken away from our people.
It's interesting. This is one of the things that I do enjoy doing this, because I learn so much from you people, and I thank you. You know, it's not a one-sided story here. I always learn from the announcer and from the listeners out there. So I thank you for giving me your opinions.
Yes,
we're all one many-membered body, John.
Oh yeah.
You'll have a different part to play.
And the truth will out, right, Joe?
Well,
that's right, John. Have a great.
Yes.
Truth,
you know, we'll all know the truth someday for sure, and there won't be a rock big enough for many to hide under on that day.
There you go.
Amen. Thank you, Joe. Thank you for the call.
Thank you very much.
All right. Joe is quite one of our biblical scholars here, a resident Bible scholar who sees many interesting symbols here in what happened in 67. All right. Let's go on to Vince in Montana now. Hello, Vince. You're on the program with John Rankowski.
Hi, Rick.
Yes.
Thanks for having John on.
Yes, my pleasure.
It's a privilege to talk to you. It's a privilege to talk to a survivor, and I'd like to get your take on some stuff that I'm finding out on the Internet lately.
Mm-hmm.
See if you could maybe verify or shed a little light on it.
Okay.
I recently came across an article entitled The Truth About the Six-Day War.
Right.
And to sum it up quickly, it basically states that the Liberty was operating as a jamming capability on the radars that morning, and that the Israelis sprayed the Sinai airstrips with LSD-25 and render everyone incapacitated, so the victory was achieved very quickly. I also verified that with an old article from the Institute from Historical Review. Does that sound remotely possible?
No, that's a new one on me. I can tell you that our guys, we were not jamming anything. And actually, they were not even listening. We had the capabilities, but we were not doing that. Our guys will testify to that.
Yeah, if given the chance, yeah.
And, oh yeah, And because we have talked independently, you know, and that's something that I can tell you. We did no participation, and as far as spraying and these people didn't know what hit them. No, they it was a surprise attack on the NASA on the NASA forces, and you know Israel. Israel, you remember, Israel had been practicing this for 8 years. This was nothing new to them. They knew what they were going to, not with the Liberty, but with their war. Their fleet was, their Air Force, they were ready. Their tank force, they were ready. 8 years of practice. They went in and within hours, they controlled the Middle East.
Well, I want to thank you for shedding some light on that. It's like anything with the Internet. Believe half
right.
of what you see and very little of what you see.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, right, thank you for the call. Thank you very much. I appreciate that anyway because it dispels a lot of questions that do come up from time to time. There are various theories, but some theories, if you'll pardon the pun, don't hold any water.
Absolutely.
Others do, and you have to go with what makes sense and what can be verified. And, you know, I like the statement, for instance, that Thomas Moore, the admiral, made chief of the naval operations.
Oh, yes.
I think he became chairman of the Joint Chiefs.
He was.
Later.
Yep.
And
yep.
He said to suggest that the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces, could not identify the ship as American is ridiculous. Anyone who could not identify the Liberty could not tell the difference between the White House and the Washington Monument. And I think
that
statement goes without saying.
He said it to us. He made us laugh.
Yes.
He says that was like a porcupine in water.
Yes,
it was
absolutely.
The ugliest ship in the Navy.
But yet, you see, the fact is they could say that ridiculous things, like Crystal could say in his book and others, because they know. Not that Americans necessarily, if given this knowledge, would not be able to dismiss it out of hand as ridiculous, but because they know the level of control that is exercised
Absolutely.
In the United States by the Israeli lobby is so powerful that people will have to believe it whether they want to or not, because that's the way it is, period, you know? And that's what comes across clearly.
You've got to remember, guys like Crystal are so masterful at this. The way he wrote this book is the way he would practice law.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can make inferences and shed light on things that actually maybe didn't happen or did happen, but, you know, make you think it didn't happen. So this is the way he wrote that book, and he was very crafty about it. And I think it sounds to me that he had a lot of help doing that, because after talking with the man... personally, he didn't seem to know any really of the answers, because anytime he asked him a question, he would say, "It's in the book. Take a look at the book."
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's it. If phantom writers could have written the book, and then he put his name to it. Now, this is a guy that's a judge, right?
Yeah, book by committee. You know.
Yeah, been in bankruptcy judge, I believe.
Well, he was appointed. He was never elected.
Never. And, well, yeah. Right.
He was really. That kind of a judge, you know, he's like a referee.
Uh-huh.
So it was nothing fantastic of a job.
Right, exactly. So. And there have been others that, as you know, either who have been pro-inquiry or just plain, you know, Israel apologized and that's it and that's all we have to know. There was the Michael Oren book a few years ago, War in the Middle East, and he just... Just you know, casually mentioned it and just took Israel's explanation for it.
That's right.
Without any inquiry whatsoever.
These are the people that do right for Israel. These are the people that will make sure that the stories get turned around to the way, you know, even in their papers. You know, we've been through this for years. And anytime we confront these people and say, you know, you got to have more proof. Show us what you know.
Yeah.
They can't do it.
But just... don't have an inquiry, though. Don't have official investigation.
There you go.
But show us. Show
right.
us anyway. All right. We'll be back with Keith and Barney and others on the line. Stay tuned for more USS Liberty Remembrance, 40-year anniversary. John Rankowski, one of our survivors, with us tonight. I'm Rick Adams.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement-grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
We're back now, and we continue with our guest, John Rankowski, on the USS Liberty. And let's take another call here. Keith in Rhode Island. Hello, Keith. Are you there, Keith?
Yes. Good evening, gentlemen.
Yes.
First, an observation.
Yes.
First, an observation. The Jews media has been making a big deal out of this month being the 40th anniversary of the Monterey Pop Festival in California, which is fine. They've also been making a big deal out of the fact that in June 67, the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album was released, which is also very nice. But they do not mention the fact that in June of 67, a United States naval vessel was attacked by an enemy air force, which is an act of war. So this is one story, this is one anniversary that the Jewish-controlled media has chosen not to tell us about. And I just find that very... It's just keeping with their policy. It's just par for the course.
It's on each up, doesn't it?
No, I've been hearing a lot about June 67, the Summer of Love and all that. That's
sure.
Fine. But we don't hear about something that was basically an act that was tantamount to an act of war. Isn't it true, sir? That
was it? Oh, yeah. I'm going to agree. I'm not going to disagree with you. It was an act of war, and... they broke the Geneva Convention. It just goes on and on of what they did, and they did it with foresight, and they knew they could get away with it. They did get away with it, and they have for the last 40 years, but little by little, as long as we can stay alive, we get these little things out, and all we want to do is tell our story. Let Congress listen to us, for God's sakes.
Absolutely, sir.
Now, I'm not looking for any bucks.
Right, of course, I guess. although you probably could, if that was your intention, you probably could get something, but
probably. But who cares?
Wait a minute now. Didn't the Israeli government pay? Didn't they pay an enormous amount of money?
They didn't pay me. Well, I didn't.
What was it? A couple of million or $10 million or something like that? They, with our tax money.
It's funny. It's right on this new article they got here. Hold on one second.
Yeah.
this is wild. They have this.
All right, let's have it.
It's let me see. Okay, they were going to allow $2 million per death, for the young men, and for the wives, they were going to give $500,000 to the wives of the people that they were married. But then they started negotiating, and they got it down to thousands instead of millions. It was amazing.
Well, you know, the attorneys, of course, would get most of this anyway.
Well, I guess so.
But those people are known. They're known for haggling. They can really haggle the price down for something. That's what they're known for. But okay, I just mentioned the fact that there's basically a media blackout on this 40th anniversary.
Right.
Could you tell me
what they? I'll tell you one thing they did do. I don't know if you heard me talking before. The JDL did come out with an article about us having a reunion down in McLean, Virginia, and instead of saying, you know, that they're getting together, what they had said is that not only are they getting a 40th reunion, they're getting all their anti-Semitic friends with them. I was so brokenhearted when I read it. I says, my God, 40 years and you're still punching us in the face.
Well, the JDL is the most obnoxious organization in this country.
Oh, I guess so.
Yeah. Could you tell me, sir, what was the media coverage at the time? What did Walter Cronkite or Chet Huntley have to say about this attack? Anything at the time?
Not much. They were told what to say. And one of the carriers, I guess the America, they supposedly locked up all the reporters in a big room while they got orders of what to tell them, and they were not writing. The reporters that travel with the fleet, they didn't write what they were supposed to write, that's for sure. They took their orders from the Navy. You know, it was a mistake, and they didn't believe it when they seen the ship. You know, we look like Swiss cheese.
And yet the same news media was so openly hostile towards the Vietnam conflict.
There you go.
It's
unbelievable.
Admiral Zumwalt, are you familiar with Admiral Zumwalt and Hyman Rickover? I understand they were very good admirals. Did they ever attempt to open the investigation into the Liberty attack, Zumwalt or Rickover?
No, not to my knowledge. I guess Admiral Moore was probably the only one that that actually had asked about it, and when he was Joint Chiefs of Staff, and he was told, just you want to stay Joint Chiefs of Staff, just leave it be, and he did. Leave it be, and then finally got out of the Navy and came to our side and was a great activist for us. You know, he tried like heck to get this thing rolling as much as he could.
But the major
media did nothing. They did nothing for us, here at home. I mean,
exactly.
Here in my hometown, I was on a B section that my letter was says war is hell, and that's what I wrote home to my folks, and that's all they said. It was one day, and that was it. Nobody meet me there to find out when I came back home of what happened, and it was just my father and my mother, and we just looked at each other, and I couldn't even tell them what happened.
I imagine that some of the survivors must have undergone extensive psychological trauma because of this attack. One last question, if I might.
Okay, I don't know if you can hear me or not, but we'll take a break and we'll hold you over, Keith.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. Yes, he can hear me. Right back with John Rankowski, our guest, in just 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
Okay, we're back. I don't know if you can hear me or I have a little fuzziness on the microphones here, but okay, we'll try the best we can because we have occasional phone line problems. And Keith, you're still there. You had a final question for John Rankowski.
Yes, right. Thanks for holding me over. Sir,
yes.
Did you ever get in contact with the members of the USS Pueblo or the USS Maddox at any point? Do you have any type of kinship with the crews of those particular vessels?
The USS Pueblo, yes, because there was a lot of CTs aboard, and it was basically another President Johnson screw-up.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
They let them out there all alone, and those poor guys... they really suffered, you know, and Commander Bucher and I became friends over the years, mm-hmm. and God rest his soul, he's gone now, but he told us stories and what they did to them and how the public public treated him, and he was one of our first guest speakers at our first reunion. Wonderful man, but the Maddox, no. The other ships that came to our aid the next day, we've talked with. Yeah, but other than that, no.
Okay. Hey.
Thank you.
Thanks for the questions, Keith. Barney in Maryland is next right now. Hello, Barney. You're on with John Rankowski.
I just want to emphasize how much guts John's got. Come out and expose these Zionists that have too much control over the top military people and the top people in government, and then end up having us fight their wars in Iraq.
Well,
not to mention the fact that we give them all the top weapon systems to go over there and murder those innocent people. So he's really dealing with a bad crowd.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Barney. I appreciate your thoughts. But it was such a relief back in 1982 to finally come out and talk and tell the world what actually happened to us. And it's been an ongoing battle for all these years. I mean, it's a fight every day. And I just thank the good Lord that we've got people like Rick and other personalities around the states here that really pour out to us and let us tell the story. Mm-hmm. We're so very thankful. Believe me.
Yeah, you're ready to fight.
Barney, you've been in the service yourself, right?
I was in the Navy, yeah.
Yes. So you can appreciate this this whole episode, you know. Imagine, put yourself in their place.
I know what he went through. I got that good idea anyway. When he was on a Liberty ship and they were hitting with cannons and machine gun bullets and torpedoes, that's a heck of a place to be, I'll tell you that.
Unbelievable. Probably one of the most worst hit ships. They say one of the most worst hit ships since World War II. And we took more hits than most ships did in World War II, and we got actually awarded more medals than most ships in World War II.
I tell you, you were meant to survive because
yes.
That ship did a song.
I think
that's
so.
Right. Divine intervention, Barney.
I think
yep.
so. I'm,
absolutely.
I'm okay, happy to be
you.
Here, believe
thank
me.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call. And also, we should mention that the response of the Johnson administration initially was, I'll let you tell us, but it wasn't when they learned that Israel was responsible, Johnson really flipped out, and he called back the planes that were going to come to your aid, wasn't he?
He sure did. His response was back then, which was told to us by Admiral Geis from the USS America. He told our lieutenant, Dave Lewis, that Johnson came on the phone finally after getting nowhere with McNamara, and he said, listen, get those planes back on the deck.
Right back on the deck, on the fleet.
My thoughts are not for that ship. That can sink. I'm not going to embarrass an ally. And
yes, those were his words.
Not out of our mouths, and it's nothing that we know that's made up. And Dave Lewis is not a liar, so, and he kept that until 1980, the late 80s,
mm-hmm.
because he was supposed to keep that until Admiral Geis died. And the year that Admiral Geis died, he came out and told us. I mean, it was just, we heard, you know, throughout the years, but to verify like that, we were just so hurt. You know, our own president.
Mm-hmm.
It's just unbelievable. It's,
as you say, you know, he repeated it to a different degree in North Korea, in the Pueblo.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and ever since then, of course, it has been that same strategy. Unfortunately, history is repeating itself again and again and again. It's all right, you know, Americans can die, but if an ally, so-called, is responsible for it, then so be it. To hell with our men and women. And then they have the gall to ask how come there are not more volunteers, you know, and why isn't every young man volunteering, a young woman volunteering to go into the armed services? Well, with that kind of treatment, who in the heck would want to?
Right,
I mean, here you are. It's not an enemy government that's responsible
right.
for. It's your own government
right.
that is occupied territory and is in a position to help, and then turns around and pulls back those planes, send them back to deck, so they could not aid and save, maybe save additional lives from that attack.
I think about it every day. Believe me.
Oh, I know.
It
must be
a day that doesn't go by.
Painful. Sure, sure. And I hate to have to resurrect those thoughts for you.
But I'm glad the public is getting to know.
Yes.
The more we talk about it, the more that they'll put pressure on the Congress to just let us tell our story.
Well, I think it's being told right now in the media.
Oh, yeah.
More, because the Congress really won't do anything anyway. You know they're not going to do anything, even if they did investigate.
We don't even care. I'll tell you, Rick, we don't care if they do anything. Even just let us get our story
on
the record.
And you are. That's the point, I think.
Oh, yeah.
You are getting it out through the alternative media.
Absolutely.
And thank God there are millions now who have heard this story, John.
Oh, yes.
And you are being vindicated. Of that, you can be sure. Don't you worry about that.
Thank
absolutely.
You.
Now, before I take the next call, you are having the conference coming up on the anniversary this week, June 8th, right?
June 8th, yes. We will be in D.C., or just outside of D.C., in McLean, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be getting together. We've got the Naval Academy is going to throw a little shindig for us, and they're going to honor us. That's a first.
Oh, my.
And there's supposed to be something down at the Naval Memorial on, I think it's the 8th, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, that the public's invited to come and see us, talk with us. It's supposed to be a media event, if they want it to be, or people just can come and see we are for real. And we are going to meet with a sitting representative. I can't say who it is right now, but the press will be invited to come on the 7th and see for themselves.
By the way, you might not have known this, and I'm sure you probably hadn't heard about it, but in the last election cycle, where I'm from in Rhode Island, we had a candidate for U.S. Congress, okay, who ran for United States Congress against Patrick Kennedy, who made as one of his top issues investigating the USS Liberty attack.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
That's a first.
Absolutely, an independent, and he ran, and believe it or not, he got a few thousand votes, and he had virtually spent about $50 on his campaign, but he was on several local talk shows, and he made it his number one issue besides foreign policy in general, and he wanted, and he made it very clear. He believed that Israel should have been held accountable for that attack. So
that's something I definitely will bring back and tell the boys.
Yes, absolutely. And I just wanted you to know that now.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
No doubt about it. We had him on the show. We had him on this program, in fact.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. So, all right, then. Let's take another call right now. Rashid in D.C., I believe. Hello, Rashid.
Rick and John?
Yes.
I remember then, I was about 18, and I remember distinctly that the ship was attacked. I didn't believe there was a mistaken identity, and I had known that Israel was a hell race in the Middle East. Excuse me. I said, now,
mm-hmm.
I said, yes, I said, America's going to go over there and get things in order. And it just totally disappeared, and I was very sad. I remember that.
Yep.
You know,
but your thinking was right. It was a deliberate attack. They knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
And
I'm very sorry for what happened to you guys. You know, and it wasn't no justice at all. I mean,
not at all. It was
up under the rug.
That was murder. They got away with murder. That's my call on it.
Wouldn't be the first time though either.
Yes.
I mean, there's a lot of. I got to put blinders on. You know, Rick, how I.
Well,
I
have to say that, though. I mean, it wouldn't be the first incident of murder
that
was conducted by Israel. I mean, that's what the Mossad is for.
Right.
They say that by way of deception to make war is their motto.
Yeah, that's right. That's absolutely correct.
Just let us know what we're up against.
I know, I understand you have to, you know, be very objective and firm, but I mean, I can say these things, and, you know, it's obvious that they're true, and it's not everyone, by the way, in the government there, and it's not everyone in Israel that's the problem. But you have to be honest about it and say, hey, the government there, and, you know, in fact, even the prime minister of Israel, who was assassinated, Yitzhak Rabin was in charge of the defense forces, wasn't he?
That's absolutely. And, you know, I've come up with the analogy, too, that, you know, Israel, there's a lot of different people that live in Israel. There's Catholics.
Yeah.
There's Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
There are kinds of Christians, and there's Jews, too. And the only people that really get upset with us are Jewish people in Israel, and they make it a Jewish thing. And it is not a Jewish thing. It never has been. It is two governments that actually got away with murder. Mm-hmm. One let them get away with it, one did it, one let them get away with it.
Right, and both then are equally culpable, if not obviously so. Yeah, Rashid, did you want to add to what you said?
No, that was about it. I just wanted to tell you how I felt about it.
Well, thank you very much.
Now, where are you from, Rashid? Originally from the United States or another country?
Yes, I'm originally from West Virginia.
Okay. All right. What kind of a name is that, Rashid?
It's an Arabic name.
It's an Arabic name. You're a Muslim.
Yeah, I changed my name probably about 30 years ago.
Oh, I see. Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, very good. It's good to hear from you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking my call. I would like to know where that is in McLean, the address.
Oh, the reunion?
Yes.
Boy. Mm-hmm. You caught me with a blank here.
Well, I mean, can we give a phone number or just the website? We'll tell them.
Go right to the website.
The website, okay.
USLiberty.org, and that'll actually tell you where everything, what is going to be happening.
Do you have access to the website, Rashid?
Yes.
Okay, then go there, USSLiberty.org.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate that call from D.C., District of Criminals. Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. But, you know, we do have one presidential candidate, Republican, running, and Ron Paul is his name. I think he's been very receptive to hearing the truth about the Liberty, hasn't he? I know I have talked with him. I've interviewed him locally in a local station about 5 years ago, and he was interested in knowing the truth, and he would vote to inquire.
There is a there's a tape out that I have seen that he does quite a talk about it.
Yes.
And I was very surprised. I never knew Ron Paul existed. And
yes,
I really
I've known him for years.
Knew nothing about him, but he knows the Liberty story, and he's behind it 100%.
Now you see what the media have done with him.
Yes, I do. It's horrendous at times, but, well, you say one thing, and They can bury you.
Well,
he's
not the kind of guy that pulls any punches, and
no.
He is for a nonpartisan Americanist policy of non-interventionism and not supporting one side over the other.
Right.
And he's for neutrality, and he's for America's original constitutional foreign policy, which kept us out of trouble for a lot of times, a lot of years. So he's one guy that isn't afraid when asked the question to tell you where he stands on the liberty issue. Thank goodness.
Absolutely.
There have been some Democrats, too, have done that, and they've paid with their careers, as you
know.
Well,
yeah, they've gone. Oh, yes. They're gone.
And we had Congressman McCloskey. You remember him? He was a Republican, but he was a liberal. But he was for fairness.
Pete was our attorney for the Liberty Veterans, and a very close friend.
Sure.
And wonderful man, wonderful man. He's a big hero over in Korea. I don't know if you knew that.
What was that?
He was in Korea. And
yes.
He was a hero over there.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Won the Navy Cross.
Right.
The Marine that won the Navy Cross, which is quite hard to do, but he was a war hero, and he is quite a man, And, of course, Paul Finley.
Paul Finley.
Wonderful man.
Just thinking of him, too, yes.
Wonderful politician. He's been a help to us. Been ailing over the past couple of years now, but... Mm. So he's coming. He's going to be down there.
Yes. Even Chuck Piercy. have a few words to say after leaving Congress and being forced out, of course.
Absolutely.
By the Israeli lobby. So
that was a shame.
Yes, indeed. So we're almost to the end of the segment here, and we're going to come back, if you wish, just to round out the entire program in just 3 minutes or so, and we'll be out of time. But I want to give people a chance to go to your website to support you, and they can email you gentlemen, you particularly, John Rankowski, if they wish to, with any information they may have or any personal support for you, by going to the website, www.usslibertyoneword.org, O-R-G. So they can do that, and that'll be much appreciated by you and the other members who are still with us today in the Liberty Survivors Association. The reunion coming up this week, June 8th, 1967, was that fateful year. And I will beckon you to stay with me just a couple of more minutes, John.
No problem.
We'll have you back to round up the hour, and we'll say goodnight to you at that time. So,
ladies and
gentlemen, got a quick call. We'll take it after the break. If you do, 800-313-9443. That's the number. Toll free, 800-313-9443. Don't forget to support RBN also. Republic Broadcasting Network, go online, rbnlive.com, republicbroadcasting.org, and you stay with us. Click on Republic. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Be right back with John Rankowski, our guest.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Okay, we're back. We don't have much time with John Rankowski of the USS Liberty, but we have a bunch of calls now, and we'll try to take a couple in order. And let's do that now, John. We have Ed in New Jersey, first off. Hello, Ed. Hi, Ed.
Yes, thanks for my call. Everyone at Liberty are patriots. I just want to state that I'm a member of the VFW, 47 years. Another organization that can help Navy men is called the Fleet Reserve Association.
Right.
In Alexander, Virginia. And I hope these two organizations push for an inquiry. I want to ask John the one question.
Mm-hmm.
Is he a member of the ship U.S. Liberty, a member? Were they involved with the Sixth Fleet?
No, we sailed alone.
Pardon?
We sailed alone. We were not involved with the Sixth Fleet.
Well, you should have been. The point is, you should have. USS Liberty should have had a task force.
Oh yes, definitely. We asked. We asked for covers because we knew what was going on, and the admiral there said, "Don't worry about Admiral McCain." He says, "Not to worry. They're only 300-400 miles away. They'd be there in minutes if anything ever happened to you. You don't need anybody." So,
sure.
Not that we didn't. Our captain didn't ask. He asked.
Well, that's not the way it's supposed to work. The captain should have made sure that you were involved with the task force. When
he
I was
tried.
Involved with the 7th Fleet, we had a task force at all times.
Oh, yeah. He was, he tried, but they wouldn't. That's John McCain's father. He wouldn't let us have it.
Well, that was a setup.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I
just wanted to say is I hope the U.S. Liberty survivors can get involved with the VFW and the Fleet Reserve Association for inquiries.
That would be nice. Thank you very much, Ed, for that.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate your input. Let's see if we can get in. Henry in Connecticut is next. Hello, Henry.
Yes, hello?
Yes.
Yes. What's his name? Mikowski, again?
John Rankowski.
John Rankowski. Kowski, okay. Hi, sir. Yeah, it's an
yes,
honor
sir.
To be able to talk to you.
Yes, sir.
Let me just say this. They were talking about Lyndon Johnson. I think Lyndon Johnson was a bastard.
Ooh.
I mean, a bloody bastard. And for many reasons. The stuff he did with the Liberty, what you mentioned, I read that too.
Right.
He signed the 1965 Immigration Reform Act with Kennedy.
Yep.
He also killed John Fitzgerald. His mistress admitted that. One question I'm going to hang up. I'll skip over to that, and I want to ask you this.
All right, we don't have too much time. Go ahead.
Was there did you or anyone of your crew at the moment of that attack or after that attack see a stethoscope or what you call the thing that's out of the submarine? Was there a U.S. submarine actually watching at a distance? Because there's some rumor saying that a U.S. submarine.
We didn't see it, but we heard that there was one in the vicinity and supposedly took pictures of the whole attack.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask about, right.
Right.
Well, but it can't be substantiated that actually happened.
Not right now, no.
Okay, all right, let you go. Okay, thanks a lot, Rick.
Well, thank you. All right, and unfortunately we don't have any more time. We're out of time, John Rankowski. Thank you again for spending 2 hours tonight with us.
Thank you, God, Rick.
Bless your efforts and you.
Thank you so much for letting us tell our story. It's the 40th year, and just thank you.
You're most welcome, and as I said before, truth will out. Don't worry. The forces are with you. So good luck, and we'll talk again, John.
You bet.
Amen. Stay well now.
Thank you.
Well,
I will.
Thank you. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, out of time tonight. Tomorrow night, energy, gasoline, alternatives, much more to talk about with Mr. Byron Wine. Join us tomorrow night on the program, A Switch of Gears, very, very informative, so don't miss it. Tomorrow night at 9 Central, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Rick Adams, good night.
message for